Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in Studio A, as I mentioned, to talk a little bit about the city's latest Animas Action Plan. Warren Unsicker is here. He is the Economic Development Director for the City of Farmington. Welcome back to KSJE. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Also, you brought with you Jill Tanis, who is the chairwoman of the Metropolitan Redevelopment Area Commission. And good morning to you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both being with me this morning. And Warren Unsicker, let me start with you a little bit about the kind of backstory of this plan. This is maybe part of the city's long-range planning and kind of looking at neighborhoods and areas of the city. It's something the city has done forever, it seems to me, for a while.
We have a lot of plans in place, but this one is very much an extension of the MRA plan that we have in place. Back in, I think it was 2005 when the original or the most recent full plan for the MRA district was done, and then we did an update in 2019.
Got it.
That plan has, you know, all the districts of the MRA, which includes the Animas district, which is kind of a two-part district.
Right.
We'll get into more, but it also includes the Civic Center district, which is where, you know, obviously the Civic Center and all the housing is, and then of course downtown, where we just did a major redevelopment of the streetscape and everything there. So
Right. This
is looking at that portion to the south of downtown that is, you know, between Pinion Hill or Pinion Boulevard or Pinion Street and over to the hospital area there.
To the river.
Mm-hmm. And down to the river.
Basically.
And so that's really what this plan was to evaluate, is how do we revitalize, reinvigorate, bring new activity down to this district that is kind of a, you know, you have the Animas district, which is very much industrial area, and then the hospital area that is, you know, obviously medical and some housing and professional offices.
Right.
And so this plan is to go through and look and see what potential there is, what the, you know, low-hanging fruit is for that area, and, you know, how do we perpetuate those, you know, changes in the district. We've already seen some growth down there to date. We have the partnership with the college for the food hub that's down there on Animas. We also have a incubator down there for the Outdoor Rec initiative that houses Desert River Guides and Bear Automotive.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's already some activity going on down there, but now we're looking towards the future as what can come
more
next.
More comprehensive, and, I guess, too.
Yeah,
yes.
And I'll, if you don't mind, pass off to Jill to give a little more detail as to what their vision as the commission was for this.
Okay.
You bet.
Thank you. We actually, this was introduced to the board as a vision by our former commission board chair, Dr. John McNeil.
Okay.
And so we were at the finishing phases of the Main Street being completed, and that's part of the MRA area as well. So that project was pretty much getting completed. So what was next? So naturally, the Animas District was next. And so all of the commissioners hopped on board with that. We agreed, made a presentation to the City Council about 2 years ago. And they asked for a scope of work, so we came up with that and presented it again. And then that summer of 2022, the City Council approved for us to move forward with that, and a consultant was selected. And I was fortunate to be on the steering committee for selection of that contractor, and also just to be on that committee as it went along.
Got it.
And so there's been a series of ideas and thoughts brought to the consultants by that steering committee, and then also nearly a year ago, the consultants, Site Southwest, held some workshops and interviews of stakeholders in the community, and that was an open, just open to the public and to specific interested parties.
Sure. Very true. And again, before we get too far along, too, I wanted to remind everyone the concept of the MRA, the whole idea being this area really in a broader area around downtown, but certainly centered on downtown, to help the city, maybe give the city some more tools, as it's always been described mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. to help with economic development or other things for property owners, business owners in that district, in that area. Is that kind of the idea?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And so as a board, we try to listen when we hear things from people. The public's invited to our meetings. And so we're always looking for things to improve that community. And it doesn't matter what district it is. Just now, this is a natural focus.
Right. And this is kind of what we're talking about this morning. And so let me show the plan a little bit on the screen. And we've lost our other monitor in the studio, I can see. So I'll do my best to get that back so you guys can see what we're showing. But you can see it here, this Animas Action Plan. And so, again, the area that we're talking about is this area, again, to the river, south of downtown, including the area near the hospital, by the hospital, and then all the way to basically, I would say, Pinion Street, as you mentioned.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, Boyd Park and going north of that. So
right. So a real diverse, I would say,
correct.
Area of diverse properties, of diverse uses. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, gives you your hands full
yes.
when you're talking about what to do with it or what the city would like to do with
right,
it.
Right, right. And it's definitely going to be a long-term project because of all the different varied use cases down there and the various different visions that are being put forth in this plan. So, and just to put in perspective too, you mentioned the MRA as a concept. The Metropolitan Redevelopment Area is a state designation.
Thank you.
And it's a designation that essentially defines an area as quote unquote blighted. Now that doesn't mean that it's all, you know, horrible, you know, situations,
right.
But it goes to demographics, it goes to uses and maximized use of an area, and number of jobs and such. So this is an opportunity for us to help build that out and grow it to be, you know, better than it was before. And that includes, as was mentioned, you know, incentive programs and ways to help bolster new and good things like we've seen with downtown and the developments that have gone on there.
Right.
And so we have that much more leeway to be collaborative and do public-private partnerships in this area. And so it's a benefit to the community and to us as a city to be able to have those tools in our toolbox to make this, you know, these plans more concrete.
Sure. But to be clear, the city does not have the resources or, I guess, the intonation to maybe move into an area and just do it all themselves.
Right.
We are talking
Absolutely.
About a partnership and maybe some other things that the city could offer to existing
Correct.
Or new property owners in this area.
Correct, yes.
And that's, I think, worthy of note.
Yes, absolutely. The public-private partnership side of things is really important.
And one thing that's really interesting, and the consultants actually mentioned this, is it's a very large area, and there's
right.
a lot of different things going on down there. So it's quite the challenge to have a vision for what it could become, and of course, over time, because there's so many things in existence already and uses that are, you know, profitable for several stakeholders. So it's a challenge, and we were up for it,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
consultants were, so here we are.
Okay, very good. And I guess the other thing to ask both of you is, if I'm an existing property owner in this area, which I'm not, but if I were, do I need to be worried that the city's going to come in and say, we want to change this is a lovely house you've got here, but what about making it into a green space or something like that? That's not what we're talking
about. No. And, you know, that's gets into the realm of like eminent domain type
sure.
of things. You know, but it's really more future focused, you know, when properties are changing hands and we're looking at the future of the area,
mm-hmm.
what can it become? And
right.
so it enables more opportunities than it does, you know, dictate anything per
yeah,
se.
It becomes a guideline
right.
as a reference.
Right. But I guess it also yeah. tells the existing property owners this is the city's vision
mm-hmm.
for
Certainly.
This area. And if your property kind of works with this vision or you'd like it to work with this vision, this is the direction that maybe the area around you is going to be moving.
Potentially.
Correct.
Yeah,
and, you know, the city can give direction on that. So they have not only the plan, but they have city staff such as Warren and other, you know,
sure.
planning and zoning that they can approach. And there's a meeting on Tuesday mornings mm-hmm. At the city mm-hmm. offices mm-hmm. where the public can take their projects mm-hmm. and have them reviewed and recommendations made. Yeah. And all of these plans are known by city staff to help guide and direct and answer questions.
Right. These are all public documents. In fact, we were going to let folks know where they can go and see
Correct.
This plan. It's available on the city's website.
Well, so it's actually a specific website to this project,
oh, pardon me. Okay.
A project site. And this is still open to public input.
Okay.
And so this is still a draft that you have up on the screen here.
Gotcha.
And the web address is animusactionplan.org, O-R-G.
Okay.
And so that's where they can go and examine the draft. They can look at some of the process that went into it, and they can also submit their comments on the page. So it makes it to where it's still accepting public input, and you know, if there's any comments or thoughts that the public has, they can submit them there.
Gotcha. Good to know. Yes. Thank you for that. And we're showing the map on the screen right now for folks who are watching on video. And again, as we've talked about, this is the area that we're talking about, mm-hmm. basically south of Broadway, if you will, but involves these very different areas. And I guess when I was reading through the plan, I thought it was interesting because it talked about kind of even what this area was, you know, 50, 60 right. years ago, which was railroad mm-hmm. in parts of it, and lots of industrial and, yep. and things that maybe aren't used anymore in the original purpose. And so it's really already gone through somewhat of a transition in this other plan to move forward, I guess, to what's next.
Yes, absolutely. District, like I say, the railroad that used to carry all the apples out to
yes, right.
the broader market throughout the nation, that used to come through here. And, you know, I think you can probably talk to the likes of like Tom Taylor with their lumber yard. They received their, you know,
right.
loads of lumber on that train. So, I mean, a lot has changed, but a lot of commerce used to be centered around this district.
So. Right. Very true. Well, and the railroad ended in this yes. district and turned around. There was a big Y down there mm-hmm. Back in the day, before my time. And I think before all of our times, actually. So anyway, but it does have a lot of history and I think a lot of potential. And so I guess the idea is the plan is trying to maybe, and the consultants were trying to balance some of the things that are going on now, like hospital and medical campus and things like that, mm. with maybe what the city would like to see, which was maybe another connection between the river and downtown.
Correct.
These are also important parts of this.
Yes, the as far as the MRA plan goes, there is a catalytic project for redoing the Orchard Park that's there at Main and Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a nice connection down to the river, down Orchard, that can connect with the river. And so that is something that's on the burner right now. I know that is a priority, the Orchard Park renovation, looking at a plan for that. But that will connect and run through the Animus District mm-hmm. down to the river. So it brings some placemaking to that district and connects the MRA districts together.
Right, right. And that's kind of the idea in the study area of what it's looked at. I saw, too, some comments about walkability and things mm-hmm. like that. It seemed like things were kind of close enough you could walk, but not really close enough that you could walk easily, maybe for many people. And so that was another thing that went into consideration, I think, into putting out this report of how do you move people around down here if somebody wanted to come from downtown to the river and back, and right. or to the hospital or to whatever else is going on. There's a couple of parks down there, as we've mentioned, mm-hmm. and that's another, I guess, kind of a center point for maybe future development is what do you put around some of these park areas.
Yeah, and the consultants have proposed, you know, just enhancing our river area down there with businesses and other activities, whether it's rafting or fishing. I guess that river is now being stocked in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be some fishing opportunities. And one of the other visions and catalytic projects is multifamily housing.
Hmm.
That housing would support small businesses down there, say insurance companies, salons, restaurants, that kind of thing. So,
are we talking apartments, single family, townhouses,
sure.
all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. And the city, I guess, then can encourage that with some zoning things and maybe some other maybe grants, I guess, if you wanted to.
But like I say, that public-private partnership piece is critical, and we understand that that's going to be necessary, especially at the front end of this process, to catalyze some of these things. And again, workforce housing is critical across the city, but when you have so many businesses in a central business area like this, it's critical. It's, you even look at the hospital, there have been build-out of small apartments and or condos and things down there, and fully furnished rentals for traveling nurses and for doctors. So more of that kind of thing is going to be helpful as we continue to grow as a city and try to attract more staff here. So
right. And I know, Warren, you and I think have talked a lot about some of the ideas for housing downtown, having a housing stock population downtown. If you have that set of people that are downtown, then they are supporting maybe the businesses that are downtown.
That daytime population is critical.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or even after 5 p.m. it's critical, right? That would be the idea if they're living there, and on the weekends, things like that too. So that's also what we're what you're talking about.
And it's very encouraging to have multifamily housing there, have that population down there, because there's so many activities that are going on now in our Main Street area, many events throughout the year.
Sure. Well, and again, going back to my comment about the walkability, I could say if somebody put in a neighborhood in between downtown and the river, let's say, then it would be probably a lot more walkable to get from your house either to go south to the river or north to downtown, and there you are. You're right there in the middle of it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would be kind of a cool thing to see. I'm showing some other images here of some of the other buildings in that area, some that we've already talked about. Warren, you mentioned the hospital, of course, the food hub, and things along that line.
Correct.
These are things that are already there. I think anyone who drives through notices kind of the difference, and maybe there's some open spaces that are maybe prime for this type of development, I guess. Maybe not a lot of trees at the moment, but that could change.
Sure.
Which is also part of it.
Right, exactly. And so, we're hopeful that we inspire folks that might be interested in doing developments by showing them what the potential for those spaces that are just lying fallow, so to speak, that you mentioned. So
right. And part of that would include, I guess, then you're hoping to maybe get some developers or some other folks that want to partner with the city. The city is standing ready, I guess, to offer support.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know if that means dollars or just...
It depends
on the tracking or whatever it is.
It really depends project to project how we support and partner with these folks, and based on what we're legally able to do and what we can come up with and envision for these projects.
So. Sure. And that you're limited by some state rules and other things about what the city, a public entity, can do with a private entity?
Exactly right. And so, but again, the MRA enables us a lot more to be able to do more creative things in that area. So.
Got you. And the MRA is certainly committed to seeing some of these changes or seeing this plan, I guess, mature into a final document?
Sure, absolutely. And that's coming. It has a couple of checks and balances left, but we think within the next couple of months it'll be a final document.
I was going to ask about the timeline. So you're thinking sometime this spring?
Probably. March, April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And then, again, if it's a final document, doesn't mean it can't be amended, updated, whatever, but it gives you something to, I guess, work from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is kind of the idea.
Yeah, it's a great reference.
Yes,
and Southwest has done an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. And from the city standpoint, Warren, I guess that means that then when this document is finalized, then the other city departments can point to it and say, we're Parks and Rec, and we have a park here, and we want to make this as a bigger part of this plan that we've approved and looked at.
Yeah, and as Joe mentioned, the Development Review Committee becomes critical for those projects moving forward, and that is a weekly meeting held virtually, so anyone from anywhere that's looking to develop in the area can join those and get info from, again, all those departments that have a hand in this huddle to help with their zoning and permitting and whether they have water, sewer, electric nearby and things to that effect, and you know, life safety and everything else, so that they're not getting ahead of themselves and they don't have to, you know, go back and fix things or change things. And likewise, they can get input from the likes of myself and others that know this plan well of, hey, yes, we see what you're wanting to do. Here's some extra, you know, thoughts you might want to take into account. You know, here's the MRA plan and here's the Animus Action Plan for reference.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Jill, how do you see this fitting into the other districts in the MRA? Is this kind of by design too, that it's hopefully will fit into downtown and Civic Center and some of the other places?
Absolutely. I think it's, like I said earlier, the next step in the entire MRA area. You know, our idea is to see a cohesive, seamless transition between the districts. And our other districts are doing well. You know, we have the recent remodeling of the Civic Center and that whole area there. We have great events going on our new Main Street. You know, the Christmas lighting is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. People love to come down for events and participate downtown now. So the next natural thing is for us to just combine the Animus District and over time have it be seamless and like transparent, like it's always was meant to be that way, instead of kind of the situation that it is now. And we think it's a workable plan, and it really will bring downtown back on, the entire downtown back into the consciousness of the community and visitors and everyone who wants to use that area.
Right. And again, the current situation, though, is that it's kind of a mix, right, of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And so your vision, the vision of the plan is to make it a little bit more cohesive, I guess, or purposeful.
Yes, and to repurpose certain things for housing, small business, restaurants, that kind of thing. The walkability, of course. I do have a property in that area, and I do see people walking out there during the day. So some people do take advantage of that.
Sure, of course.
And so that's good to see that people are getting out. And there's so much potential for properties that maybe have not had a use in a long time, you know, whether it's a building or it's vacant land that could be developed. And I think most property owners are interested in any time improving their property or maybe passing it on to a new investor who has new ideas.
Right. Well, and I guess as we've seen in other places and even other parts of town, I would say if my neighbor is improving their property, by default, my property may be more valuable too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And there are people who are doing things to their properties down there.
Sure.
Not just, you know, the new builds, but they are being repurposed and people are buying adjacent properties to their business and improving those. So little by little, things are transitioning.
Yeah. Right. And I think we can see that if you drive around the hospital area, for example, some of the investments that the hospital has made, some of the office buildings they have built and things like that. And as that kind of ripple effect kind of expands from that area, I mean, that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. And the city is aware, and this is one of the big topics that we wanted to have addressed, was code review, whether it's an overlay or if, you know, new codes just need to be revised for that area. An overlay would allow for existing code to remain, but an overlay would allow for another opportunity. And the city's been very flexible with requests for adjustments so that people can do some of the things they need to do, because we have to consider what the past was, what the uses were, what are the needs of the present, so that we can get to that future point of what that vision is and fulfill on that vision.
Right. I probably still can't install a railroad station in that area anymore.
Not anymore,
but
probably.
I used to. Used to, probably.
But, you know, the plan does give a nod to the past. So there is an area where they're recommending a plaza that gives a nod to the railroad.
Nice.
Like where the depot was.
Right.
And there's also consideration for cultural aspects of the Native American heritage and that aspect, and even some of the Hispanic aspects. So the plan and the MRA board, upon the request of the consultants, asked to keep cultural meaning to that district.
Right, which is important, I think, too.
Yes, and, very important.
And
very
important from the city's aspect as well.
And important when considering placemaking and signage and wayfinding and all of that.
Right, right. And Warren Unser, let me ask you too a little bit about the state. Does the state have any involvement in this process? Are they watching with interest? Or
So we're a part of the New Mexico Main Street Association. So
right.
we're a designated Main Street. And so that encompasses mostly just the downtown, but they're very interested in how they can support the overall project. And you know, was mentioned the Orchard Park, you know, they're in the process of trying to help us support in designing that retrofit there. So that'll be a nice interconnect and kind of the, again, the entry point potential down to the Animas District from downtown area. So yeah, they're keeping an eye on it and supportive of the work that we've been doing so far.
Got you. One more image I want to share with our audiences this morning that kind of talks about the difference areas in this one district, basically, right, in the MRA, and we're looking at it with the healthcare hub, a little bit residential there as we look at the area going more north towards Broadway from the hospital, the mixed commercial, industrial, social services area, because, again, you've got a lot of things in that area. The food bank, I think, is there. The district attorney's office is down there. The health department is down there. The Animas River, of course. Oscar Thomas Park is there, kind of in the middle. Another residential area as we go further to the west, kind of west of Lake Street, I guess, kind of down the hill from the hospital. So that's been a big developing area, at least in my time here, to see it grow from just a flat open space to full of everything now, quite frankly. And so it's got a lot of potential, I guess, too, with that population that's already there.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're talking about. Yeah. And some other green spaces and maybe some pathways and hiking trails or biking trails, which is all part of it now, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Not just for cars.
We just connected that Animas area down by the river there. That trail connection goes all the way out to the Bisti Highway and then subsequently all the way over to the Animas Park areas.
Right.
It's quite the connectivity.
It's growing, and I know there are plans to connect it all the way to the museum and beyond Middle Fork Square. I think that's also part of the plans. That's another show.
Yes, it is.
Yes, so we'll save that for a different show. But for this, I guess, so folks would like to comment or to see more of what we're talking about, to read it. I mean, I found it really interesting because I really have an affinity for that part of town, and I think it's a great thing to be able to do. They can go to this website and check it out.
AnimusActionPlan.org.
Okay. And comment are still being accepted through for another how long would you say?
Well, a couple of weeks now, and we're going to be moving toward more of a formal approvals and recommendations to council eventually. But yeah, we want to continue to get some public input.
Is there, Warren, I'm not clear, is there a survey out there right now, or how do they submit their public comments?
So on the website, there's actually a section on there where you can submit your comments. It's a web form
that
you can go to.
Do it right online.
Correct, yes, on that animusactionplan.org website.
Very good. And from the MRA's standpoint, again, coming up with a consensus or hiring this consultant to come up with this plan, I mean, are members of the MRA pretty pleased with what you have and what you're presenting to the public?
Yes, we're very pleased. We feel like that Site Southwest grasped our thoughts and visions, and they've done a tremendous job. They've provided a lot of descriptive, like this map that you have up right now. They're very detailed, and they also have nice renderings. You know, it's just a nice presentation. It has not a lot of fluff. It has what we really want and what we see. It has real girth to it. So we really appreciate what they produced, and all of us board members are very pleased.
Very good. In the minutes we have remaining this morning, can you paint me a picture of what you would like this area to look like 5 years, 10 years down the road? I know it won't happen overnight. I know we wish Warren had a magic wand. He could just go around and change things. But what do you foresee here?
I would like to see more walkability. I would like to see some multifamily housing come in. That will promote small businesses to move into that district, because those families, those homes, will support those businesses. And so it just reciprocates, you know, the support of each entity and community, within the community.
Right.
So
it's kind of like a chicken or the egg kind of a thing.
It is.
What comes first, right? Do we need the houses there first or the businesses there first?
I look at the catalytic tools and actions that were presented in the plan, and that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, what should come first? You know, is there even a sense of space? Like, our placemaking is probably very important at this point as well.
Right.
So.
And Warren, from the city standpoint, I mean, again, you know, the west side, the area south of downtown, is not known as a high growth area. We certainly see growth in the city, but it's not maybe in this part of town. But is that something the city would like to see, obviously, by putting some resources into this?
So, and the beauty of this is we've already seen the results of kind of putting some of shining a light on the downtown area.
True.
We're seeing a lot more businesses come in, moving in, taking old spaces and renewing them. It's going to take one or two catalytic projects to kick off to start, you know, having it bleed down there into the Animas district. And I think, you know, we're, like I said, we're already starting. We've got the, you know, the space that we've done with the college, and we've got the incubator down there.
Right.
And so as we continue, you know, the city's still, you know, looking for opportunities on our own, but we're also really hoping for public-private partnership to come to the table and make some things happen.
Sure. I mean, you can't do it all.
Right.
The city can't do it all.
And I would like to just point out that, you know, our city government, our state government buildings down there have recently done remodels, so they're taking care of their properties, you know, along with some of the stakeholders who already have been working on their properties down there. So it's encouraging, and it's encouraging to people who have property there to see what's going on and what's next for them and their their interest and their investment.
Very true. And, well, and do you think that maybe they felt a little neglected over the years, maybe, seeing the development in other parts of town, and maybe now the spotlight shines on them for a bit?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about this really exciting plan for the Animas District, the area south of downtown between the river and basically Broadway. And again, it is online. Folks can check it out and make a comment for the next couple of weeks. And it'll go back to the MRA for recommendations back to the City Council, I guess, is the next steps. Very good. Well, thanks for talking with me about
it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, both of you. Thanks for being with me here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.